live from the Quad Cities with Morgan Otier and Kyle Keel. This is Quad Cities Live.
Today on QCL, Living Lands and Waters has collected 13 million pounds of trash from our waterways, how the organization is expanding its fleet so students can continue to support the environment.
Eastern Iowa Community College students rock the red carpet ahead of their national TV show. What it's all about and how you can watch it coming up.
And later, we'll get a jolt from our friends at Lifted Energy here to preview a fun weekend event involving multiple vendors. We're so glad to have you here joining us for Quad Cities Live on this Friday, March 29th. It's finally Friday.
Yes.
We made it.
We made it, yes.
We're ready to celebrate.
And what a better way to celebrate. Whitey's Ice Cream is here with us today. And we're going to be talking about some spring flavors. Annika Thunberg is the vice president of Whitey's, and you've caused quite the stir on social media here over the last several weeks because you're bringing back a retro flavor. You had your retro March Madness bracket.
It's so fun.
Yes.
64 retro flavors to choose from.
Well, so we started, the 32. I appreciate the credit for 64, but we were picking and choosing for the 32.
Okay,
but
the 32.
We started with 32. We did it last year. We did a flavor madness bracket, and everyone enjoyed it so much. And so we were like, okay, we can't vote for your favorite Whitey's flavor again, so what can we do that's fun?
Yeah.
So an employee of ours recommended the Retro Flavor Madness. So we brought back and we're going through old files of some crazy old flavors that I didn't even know existed. So we found 32 that we thought we could still make based on ingredients available and whatnot. And we narrowed it down to caramel cone versus peanut butter Oreo fudge. And peanut butter Oreo fudge was victorious. So
that was my vote.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure I saw Kyle share that on Facebook or something.
Yeah.
Peanut butter Oreo fudge or else.
Which usually last year I tried to get in a little bit earlier. I think we did something on the 11 with it.
Yeah.
But this year, I, for whatever reason, didn't see it until it was the final two. And so I told people, you need to vote for the peanut butter Oreo
fudge.
And
you got your votes in.
I got my vote. I cannot wait to try it. It's still not made yet, but
not
soon,
Soon. So luckily we have all those ingredients. So we'll hopefully be able to get that made in the next couple of weeks.
It really says something about Whitey's. People were super passionate about it.
They still are.
Were you expecting that?
You know, everyone has their favorites, and especially when you talk about bringing back some of their favorites potentially that have gone by the wayside, we knew we'd have some excitement and some very passionate fans. So, of course, we know we're always going to disappoint some people when your favorite doesn't win. That's going to come back, but hopefully a lot of people, or most people, will, if they've never even had peanut butter Oreo fudge, find a new favorite.
Yeah.
So.
It probably brings back a lot of nostalgia, which people love that nice warm feeling that they get. So are we going to continue this into next year?
We'll find out. Yeah. If anybody has a great idea of what our next bracket could be, we're open to suggestions.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You just released your spring flavors.
We did. We have spring flavors back in action.
That's what we have here.
That's what you have here. So grab a spin. Starting down here on the corner, you have lemon custard. It was my grandma Norm's favorite flavor, so it's a good one to keep around. I personally love to put some raspberry sauce on top.
Ooh,
it's
that's
extra
good.
Amazing.
That would be really good.
Yeah, get creative with them. But yeah, it's just a great spring flavor.
Yeah, that's really good.
Classic, but delicious.
Yes.
And then we have our key lime pie ice cream, which that one is our, grab a spoon. Our lime ice cream with a graham cracker, our graham cracker revel throughout.
Oh, this might be my favorite, because you know my actual favorite is Graham Central Station.
Well, one of my personal favorites is Bananagram. So same idea, but Bananagram's now a year-round flavor. So it's still
that
out.
That is so good.
Extra tart, extra limey.
I'm obsessed with that.
That one's really good.
Did we find any favorite?
you can have
Dibs
that. I
later.
Like the lemon. And I mean, I think the key lime I've never tried before. I have tried all these other flavors, but that key lime is
else. I don't even like key lime pie that much.
No? Oh, well, this is
like that's up good. There.
Yeah.
So
like
even
lime,
if you like key lime pie or not like key lime pie, we have a winner.
No matter what, you're going to like that,
The lime is very strong in there, and it's a good thing,
that's
for sure.
And then we have our super blueberry cheesecake. So loaded with blueberry.
So
they were making it the other day at the plant, and the whole plant smelled like blueberry. That's how much blueberry is in there.
This used to be my go-to every time the spring flavors came out.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I bet I'm going to love this. I told Beth, our producer, earlier, I said that's going to be my favorite because I love cheesecake.
Could be a winner.
It's very good.
We should not do this at the same time.
Now you have to carry the show.
No, I got this. Don't worry.
Yeah, the blueberry, yeah. Very, very good.
No, you know, and it's a lot of people like to pair it with our strawberry cheesecake, yeah. Too. So mm-hmm. If you've ever had our strawberry cheesecake ice cream, that one's out year-round, so you don't have to rush in to get it. But and last but not least, we have our mango raspberry. So it's mango ice cream with a raspberry revel, mm-hmm. Also a personal favorite.
And so I'm you can make a new flavor with the raspberry revel and put it in the lemon custard.
We could next year. There you go. So I'll give you credit when we do that.
Take that spoon, Morgan. Try it. I've already tried it. It's good. Oh. Or do you not want the mango?
No, I do. Oh,
okay, yeah, you go for it.
I was watching Beth tell me that there was more spoons in the drawer.
There's more spoons. So are there any unique ways to use these flavors? Obviously, you know, we
you
talked about...
You could
have
come up with one.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Mix the mango, the raspberry, and the lemon custard.
You know, people love to make shakes out of all of them. As I mentioned, people love to get, like, a scoop of the super blueberry cheesecake, scoop of the strawberry cheesecake, just do a whole cheesecake extravaganza. You know, people get creative in every way, shape, and form. You know, it's amazing when you're in the stores, people have very specific ways
that they like to use.
They found their perfect concoction, and so we're not one to question it.
Absolutely not.
No, well, you can enjoy these spring flavors and the retro winter peanut butter Oreo fudge at one of the 8 Whitey's locations in the Quad Cities. And you can also pick up Whitey's at local grocery stores, and you can order online and take a look at all the rest of their flavors and their treats at whiteysicecream.com. Again, that winter, that peanut butter Oreo fudge, not yet. They're in the process.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. Very soon, though.
We don't want people to go today and be like, demanding.
Exactly. I wanted the peanut. No, it will be out in the next couple of weeks.
Okay, all right.
So. Perfect.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you both. It's great to see you, and thank you for having us.
Of course. Yeah. Well, next on Quad Cities Live, students learning about careers on the water while floating on the water. We'll learn more about Living Lands and Waters, Mississippi River Institute, after the break.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
Here in the QCA, we are lucky to live along 2,300 miles of opportunity. That's what Living Lands and Waters calls the Mississippi River. Mike Coyne Logan from Living Lands and Waters is here. Mike, thanks for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, exciting stuff to talk about, which we'll get to in a minute, but remind everybody what Living Lands and Waters is all about. You've been in part of this community and many other communities for a number of years now.
Yeah, our main mission is we clean up basically trash from rivers in the United States, and mm-hmm. we remove about 13.3 million pounds of trash from 26 rivers in the United States with the help of over 130,000 volunteers. So we really heavily rely on a lot of people's help too to do what we do.
Yeah, I remember, I think I must have been in high school or something, and I saw some documentary that Chad was in, and you know, I didn't grow up in the Quad Cities either, and it was just like this young guy cleaning up, you know, cleaning trash out of rivers and things like that, and how much it has grown, how much you guys have done since you guys got started here is truly amazing. You do a lot as far as expanding awareness as well and environmental issues. It has morphed into something pretty great.
Yeah, for sure.
You're getting ready to launch the Mississippi River Institute. That's what you guys have dubbed it. It's your second floating classroom. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so this classroom is going to focus on all the different river-related careers and opportunities out there available for high school students. We talk about, you know, even though a lot of kids that grew up right next to this great natural resource, this great ecosystem, but also just this important, you know, thing for U.S. economics and the opportunities for different careers out there they're just not aware of. So making them aware of these opportunities, let them know what it takes to get into these different career paths is something we want to do and highlight with this particular classroom.
It's pretty cool. You guys are going to talk about different careers, some of which I think people would be surprised to learn about. You're also going to have industry guest speakers. So talk a little bit about that idea.
Yeah, I mean, we've got speakers from, you know, commercial fishermen. I don't know if people even know that people for a living catch fish out of the river to sell in domestic markets and the different fish they catch to sell to people that work on towboats and what that lifestyle is like and how you can really make a really good living if you work your way up into that pilot house or, you know, you work in the office to do logistics for those companies or the people that maintain the river channels for these barges that travel up and down and the people that run our locks and dams and just all the different jobs and careers that are connected to the people that load barges like grain that gets shipped out. You know, not only shipped here in the United States, but all over the world.
Right, and, people, I think you're right. I think people would be amazed to learn about everything that's out there. So along with classroom experience, students are going to get a chance to get out on the water. Talk about the canoes that you guys have kind of attached
Yeah, we just purchased 3 30-foot canoes, wow. And that's another way for, you know, one of the biggest parts of our mission is, you know, we're gonna also, you know, talk about these different careers, but also just, you know, the importance of it as an ecosystem, as a natural resource, and what better way to do that than actually get kids out there and appreciate it for its own natural beauty and enjoy it. So
and it sounds fun. Like, yeah, at the end, yeah, of the day, it just sounds like a blast. So where is the new floating classroom, the institute, I should say? Where are you guys going to travel?
So we start here in the Quad Cities. We're going to hold classes April and May, and then we'll moving down to St. Louis in the summer after our barge party on June 13th, and then continue to travel different places up and down the Mississippi River to just bring students from different locations and different cities along the river to let them know about these different career opportunities.
That's really fun. The barge itself has a pretty cool history. We were seeing images of it. It looks beautiful, but it's actually, it's very old, correct? It's a shell of a steam-powered crane. It's got that, and you guys had folks out in Clinton kind of help you construct this whole thing. It looks really state-of-the-art, but there's a lot of history that's inside it.
Yeah, so it's an old, you know, crane cab from the things they used to build, the old wicker locks and dams. So it's repurposed material, kind of sticking to our theme to reuse and repurpose old materials.
Yeah.
And make it look cool and useful.
Yeah, it looks really cool, especially the inside, what you guys have done with it. So how do people sign up for these classes?
So all the classes were booked from April to May for the most part, but we have our website at livinglandsandwaters.org. You can go on there and then just reach out to myself and Mike at livinglandsandwaters.org if you're looking to book stuff in the future, or mm-hmm. just check out our website and get in contact with us, and we'd love to, like, for the future, next year.
Absolutely. I mean, there will be so many more opportunities, you know, to be able to participate in that. I don't know a teacher that wouldn't love it.
Yeah.
To introduce their students to that. So we've got the website on your screen right now. You can learn more about the Mississippi River Institute and all things Living Lands and Waters by visiting livinglandsandwaters.org. And also, you alluded to the barge party, which is coming up in June 13th. So you're not able to get your tickets quite yet, but you probably will be able to do that soon. So we should keep checking.
Yes, for sure. Good food, good music, a lot of fun.
Just a ton of fun. All right, Mike, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on,
Of course. Well, if you want to learn to brew beer or make the best scone, Eastern Iowa Community Colleges is here to talk about free courses and their debut on a national TV show. That's next.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
Welcome, everyone, to Eastern Iowa Community Colleges, a place of life-changing opportunity.
Well, that is super cool. Eastern Iowa Community Colleges have hit the big time. They're being featured on a national show that airs on Amazon Prime soon as well. President of Scott Community College, Ann Lawler, is here fresh off the red carpet, I must say.
I am.
Welcome. Thanks for chatting with us today.
Yeah.
We have tons of stuff to talk about, but first we're going to talk about that because it is such a cool opportunity. So EICC is part of season 11 of the College Tour TV series. So talk a little bit about how that opportunity came about.
Yeah, the College Tour reached out to us and said they wanted to feature a community college in Iowa. They picked us. We were thrilled to be a part of it and to share stories about our students. Our marketing team immediately hopped on board and recruited 10 students who, they wrote their own scripts, they memorized, they practiced, and they come across as real professionals in the episode.
Oh, I'm sure that they do. Any insight as to how they chose the students that were involved?
Yeah, they had to submit videos.
Okay.
And it's funny because at least one of the students felt like this was gonna be an episode that was shot on an iPhone.
Okay.
And then edited, and found out it was a big deal production. So they submitted videos and got selected from that.
That is very cool. Well, you recently held a red carpet premiere at the Putnam. They have that giant screen there. So I guess give us a little sneak peek at what viewers can expect from the episode.
Yeah, the viewers will watch a 30-minute episode. It will feature 10 of our students and tell their stories. And those stories vary from, you know, traditional age students who are inspired by clubs or classes they take with us, and that drives them to their major. Others that are non-traditional, have been away from school for a long time, who aren't sure they'll make it, and then they excel. Mm-hmm. And then we've also got a high school student who took culinary classes in high school through our career academies and got excited. Yeah. And then a really inspiring story of a student who had financial hardships growing up, mm-hmm. who signed up for a very quick welding program that took her from absolutely no knowledge to being able to be hired in just 16 weeks.
Wow, that's amazing. It does. It sounds inspiring. It sounds fabulous. Mm-hmm. And it is. All these people are hometown folks, which makes it even better.
Yeah.
So when and where can viewers tune in to watch the episode? We said Amazon Prime.
Yep. So it'll be on Amazon Prime in May.
Okay.
And then in the month of April, Community College Month, it'll be on our website, so people can go just to the website, which I think will be shared a little bit later.
Yes, it absolutely will.
And then also, they can attend one of our watch parties, which those schedules are listed on our website.
That's
at all three of our colleges, Scott, Muscatine, and Clinton.
Very fun. Okay, so as you mentioned, April is Community College Month. You guys have some really exciting things planned for that.
We do. We want to celebrate our achievements, our contributions to the community. And so what we like to do in April is offer free courses.
Yeah.
And so we've got 25 of them.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Super excited about it. As a matter of fact, I think that you've got a Channel 6 rep.
Who's Kyle.
Kyle's going to be teaching severe weather.
He is. I'm sure he's super excited about that. He's nowhere to be seen right now in the studio, but I know that for a fact that he is very excited about that. Dozens of classes.
Yes.
There's a beer class.
Yep, Beer 101.
Beer 101.
Yep.
I think I majored in that when I was in college, but I didn't get credit. Crocheting, culinary classes, getting a garden started.
Yeah.
I mean, this is something that would be interesting to a wide variety of people, myself included, because you can really pick up something new.
Yeah, absolutely. And what a perfect time of the year to really learn that, right? Before we can get out there in the dirt.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You're so right about
that.
Okay. So why is it that we should all, regardless of where we are on our career paths or our education paths, mm-hmm. why should we all really recognize Community College Month?
Oh, community colleges are just treasures in the community. So not only do we educate people who want to go on to a college or university, we educate folks going out into the workforce and filling some of those high need positions in nursing, welding, truck driving. And then we also just offer personal enrichment and quick certifications like CNA.
Yeah.
We just serve so many needs. And then on top of it, you know, probably a detail a lot of people don't know is we have 7,000 students that our colleges provide instruction for. We've got another 5,000 in our high schools and 200 business and industry folks that we provide instruction for.
That is a huge impact that
I
you guys
know.
Are making, really huge.
Yeah.
Well, to learn more about those free classes we talked about for Community College Month and to check out EICC's College Tour episode, you can visit the Eastern Iowa Community College's website. That's EICC.edu. And it's been a pleasure. I can see your passion. It shows, mm-hmm. and it's very exciting, all the things that you guys are doing for folks here in the Quad Cities.
Well, as Eric mentioned, we are tracking a couple chances of severe weather over the next few days. One of those days being Easter Sunday. And ironically, this Sunday, March 31st, is the one-year anniversary of the largest tornado outbreak in history for the Quad Cities area. Joining us now to talk more about this historic event is Rich Kinney. He is the Warning Coordination Meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Davenport. Rich, as always, good to talk to you. Thanks for coming in today.
Good to be here, Kyle. Thank you.
It's hard to believe that it's already been a year. It seems like just yesterday that we were tracking this severe weather, and this was one of those events where we knew well in advance, about a week in advance, that this was going to be a pretty bad one for our area.
We sure did. We did have quite a bit of advance notice. This really was a big event that we honed in on as the week wound down to March 31st and gradually narrowed in on the area that ended up being that record severe outbreak.
Yeah, and I mean, we had multiple tornadoes that day, and our risk each and every day kept getting higher and higher. And on that morning, I remember the 11:30 update coming in, where we got to that level 5 risk. I mean, that is rare to happen. I mean, no less in March.
Absolutely. Very rare. You can go easily 10 years without having a high-risk type of situation. That was one where the highest level of concern, potential long-track tornadoes, and strong to even violent ones, which turned out to be the case.
And it took months. It took a couple of months after the fact to actually pin down the number of tornadoes that happened. I think initially, based on what we saw from storm spotters, what we saw on radar, a lot of debris balls on radar that day, we had initially found 16, but there was a total of 29 tornadoes across eastern Iowa and western Illinois. That's the most the Quad Cities Weather Service has ever had it from a single event.
That's right. It was a long process to document everything, and with the historic nature of the event, we wanted to do it right. Certainly, we looked at high resolution satellite data after the event, and we were able to identify different tornado paths, so we're pretty confident in the end results for that event.
And we're looking on the map right now down in Keokuk County around Kyoto. That was that EF4 tornado. That, I mean, to happen on March 31st, that's just wild to me. But this was just one of many tornadoes across the whole entire United States. In fact, there were about 150 tornadoes that day, so that's pretty wild. So as we mentioned, 29 tornadoes, that's the largest in Quad Cities history, I mean, that, in one single event.
Yeah, it really taxed everyone to their limit that day. No fatalities.
That's incredible.
It's amazing. A credit to the entire warning team, including KWQC, getting that word out, and especially looking at some of the damage, sobering and amazing. Nobody was killed.
It certainly is, and I mean, this is by a long shot the most. Number two there was back on May 8th of 1988, 19 tornadoes. Rounding out the top five is May 9th, 1995, and we also had another one in 1995 as well. Eric was just kind of remembering those outbreaks as well. So I wanted to talk more about that Kyoto tornado, because that was the strongest tornado that we've had in our area in quite some time, I think going back to one of those 95 outbreaks, right?
Absolutely. The last EF4 in our forecast area, 1995, down in the Macomb area.
Yeah.
And we've never had an EF5.
Thankfully,
fortunately,
yeah.
In our area.
And I mean, look at that video right there. That is a monster tornado. That is not something that you would expect to see in Iowa in March. I mean, this is something you'd expect May in Oklahoma. I mean, that thing was wide.
It really was a sobering reminder that on rare occasions, that type of violent tornado can happen in our part of the country.
And that's why it's very important to take every tornado warning seriously. We don't have the technology to determine, hey, this one's going to have, 150 mile per hour wind. So take every warning as if it's going to be a strong tornado. So I wanted to touch on the enhanced Fujita scale in just a moment. But first, we've got a few more facts. As we mentioned, about 150 tornadoes across the state. The Kyoto, Iowa tornado was the strongest in the forecast area since 1995. In our area alone, 11 injuries, fortunately no fatalities, and unfortunately we had many more injuries and some fatalities nationwide that day. But in our area, that's the EF scale down at the bottom, we had two that were unidentified. Basically, we know that they touched down, didn't really cause damage. Those were in rural areas. Three EF zeros, one EF one, 13 EF2. I mean, talk about how rare that is in itself to have. This is considered a strong tornado.
Absolutely. EF2s and 3s considered strong. We had numerous strong tornadoes. Then when you get up to EF4, that's the violent level, the most serious level, the EF4s and 5s, of which we had two. So just a historic, crazy day.
It is. We could go on and on about this, but TV6's Kyle Bales is going to be covering a little more of this story this weekend, so you can catch that story tomorrow on our newscast as well as on Sunday. Rich, hopefully we don't have anything like this again, but we appreciate you coming and talk about this historic event.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, well, coming up next on QCL, recovery, resiliency, and support. We'll sit down with Namisok Valley to learn more about the organization and how it's building better lives for people struggling with mental illness. And later, Lifted Energy will be here to give us a boost and talk about a weekend event involving multiple vendors. That and more in your next half hour of QCL.
With the Freeza Libre 3 system, know your glucose levels. No finger sticks needed. All with the world's smallest and thinnest sensor. Manage your diabetes with more confidence and lower your A1C. Try it for free at freestylelibre.us.
Get an 11% rebate on everything at Menards. You need reliable appliances to help you conquer the day. And Menards offers a wide variety of reliable appliances for every part of your home. Criterion appliances are ready when you are. We offer the lowest prices with the largest in-stock appliance selection, ready to take home today. This top freezer refrigerator is $489 after rebate. Or get this Criterion front load laundry pair for $529.55 each after 11% rebate.
Save big money at Menards.
Attention! If you or a loved one were diagnosed with mesothelioma or lung cancer after being exposed to asbestos, even if you smoked, call the Victims Justice Group now. You may be entitled to money damages. A $30 billion court-ordered trust fund has been set aside for mesothelioma and asbestos patients and their families. Before 1983, many companies did little or nothing to protect workers from dangerous asbestos exposure. Asbestos exposure can be devastating and may have occurred while performing work in these industries and trades listed on your screen. If you worked in any of these industries and were diagnosed with mesothelioma or lung cancer, call the Victims Justice Group now. The average mesothelioma claim is more than $1 million, and often payment received in less than a year. If you or someone you love worked in any of these industries or trades listed on your screen and was later diagnosed with mesothelioma or lung cancer, even if you smoked, call the number on your screen right now to get the help and financial compensation you deserve.
Call 1-800-397-3816 to see if you qualify.
You know you don't have to wear your PT gear anymore, right?
It's comfortable.
So how's civilian life treating you?
It's fine.
When I got out, I didn't want to admit that there was anything wrong because it felt like a failure. And then I realized, like, there's nothing to be ashamed of. So I started talking to someone. Maybe you are fine, but if you're not, it's okay.
Thank you.
If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach.
Get the latest KWQC headlines straight to your inbox. Go to kwqc.com/newsletter or scan the code on your screen to sign up. Take KWQC everywhere with headlines personalized to your interests today. Furniture for Quad Cities Live is provided by Goods Furniture. Live from the Quad Cities, with Morgan Otier and Kyle Keel, this is Quad Cities Live.
Improving the lives of those battling mental illness and offering support to those people and their families. That's the mission behind the National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI. Mary Thormalin is with NAMI Sauk Area, and she is joining us today. Mary, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Looking forward to talking to you about everything that you guys are doing. So talk a little bit about your specific organization, NAMI Sauk Area.
So NAMI Sauk Area covers Whiteside, Carroll, Lee, and Ogle of Illinois.
Okay.
So we have a pretty big region, very rural. And we offer a variety of resources, and including our support groups are probably our biggest thing, but we're here to support families and those battling mental illnesses through education, advocacy, and support. So,
You guys are really there for people.
Yes.
And you want more people to know that you exist.
Yes.
So you are actually having an open house coming up.
Yep.
It's actually coming up pretty soon, April 12th.
April 12th. So we recently got an actual office.
Great.
We're not living out of everybody's houses, but an actual office in Sterling. And we're going to be able to have an open house with just kind of learning about everything that we offer, showing our open house or showing our office, and then we're going to have a retreat afterwards for all of our volunteers and board members and everything.
Oh, very nice. Okay, so that information is on everyone's screen right now. April 12th, 5 to 6 p.m. at the new Sterling office. So when people show up, you know, what can they expect? I mean, are they able to, you know, talk to some folks that work for NAMI, ask questions and things like that, or is it more of like a presentation?
It's kind of just kind of all over. So I'm actually a certified facilitator for one of our support groups.
Okay.
Some of the other ones will be there, so you'll be able to ask questions about the support groups and our resources.
Yeah.
We'll have a membership drive, some fun things to do and learn about what we do and that sort of
feeling
thing.
Comfy.
Yeah.
Okay, so we know, as we have known for many years, that there is a huge stigma surrounding mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like we are whittling away at that? Do you feel like it's changing?
We are starting to. So as a facilitator, I work with a connection recovery, which means I have lived through mental illness.
Okay.
And I'm on my recovery course. But stigma is still a big thing. It's a really big thing. And COVID kind of put light on it because a lot of people that may not have struggled are struggling now because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that kind of really put to light what people struggle with. So
I think people became more comfortable talking about it because they felt so isolated.
Yeah.
Okay, so we want to talk about those support groups.
Absolutely.
You have a family support group.
So we have a family support group. It is for family and friends of those that have mental illnesses.
Okay.
So it gives those people support and how to help their loved ones.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And yeah.
you can feel so alone.
Yes.
You know, trying to deal with all of that by yourself.
Yep.
Recovery Connection, which is what you're involved with.
Yes, so it's a peer-to-peer support group, same as the family one, a peer-to-peer support group. I'm facilitator, just kind of keeping the group going, mm-hmm. making sure kind of everybody's there if there's anybody that needs, you know, extra help.
Right.
But those are people that are actually struggling and want that extra support. We're not a therapy, but we understand, mm-hmm. we know you're not alone, and just kind of get, hey, I understand what you're going through.
Yeah, that's a huge benefit.
Yes.
And then finally, survivors of suicide.
Yes, so that's a group that NAMI Sauk area actually put together.
Okay.
And it is great because those families and friends really need that support, and it's not a thing that anybody can just go up and say that they understand. So
yeah, absolutely not. And just to, you know, be able to have somebody else there that knows exactly how you're feeling and mm-hmm. what you're going through is so important.
Yep.
So you can contact NAMI Sauk Area by visiting the website. That's namisaukarea.org. You can also find lots of information on the Facebook and Instagram pages. You guys are fantastic with what you do on social media. That's just really another way to let people know that they're not alone. And of course, if you are struggling, there is help available. Call or text 988. It is the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, available 24/7 for any mental health crisis that you may be dealing with. Mary, thank you so much for the work that you do and for being here today.
I appreciate it.
And we're going to whittle away at that stigma, right?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, March isn't quite over yet, and we are still feeling the luck of the Irish. Up next, a preview of this weekend's Luck Lifted vendor event at Lifted Energy in Moline.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
Well, if you are looking for a boost, stop by Lifted Energy on 16th Street in Moline.
Yes, they will make you energy drinks and coffee and probably make you laugh.
Absolutely.
They make us laugh whenever they're here.
Yes.
Ashley Adelfinger is one of the business owners. Ashley, welcome back.
Thank you for having me again.
Thanks for coming on.
Yes, thank you so much for coming on.
Absolutely.
So in case folks didn't catch you guys last time you were here, which was a really fun segment, talk a little bit about what you guys do at Lifted Energy.
So at Lifted Energy, we have energy drinks, obviously, mm-hmm. in our 24-ounce size and our 32-ounce size, and we can do any sort of energy drink for you. We also have wonderful cold brew and hot coffee. We have protein balls, cookies from Old Town Bakery, donuts from Old Town Bakery, and now we're featuring burritos from Igor's Bistro.
Ooh, yum.
And I've had all of the above. My wife and I are there about once a week.
We
love it. You told us we had to try that cold brew coffee.
Yeah.
We did, and it is phenomenal. So
Secret family recipe.
Right there.
I want to get these going. So you poured Kyle's.
I did.
Kyle's?
So Kyle's is our Yeti.
Okay.
which is our watermelon, kiwi, and white chocolate.
And then
we brought you the Dusk again, because I know that last time you liked that one.
Yeah,
so that one's the pomegranate, pomegranate, cranberry, and red raspberry.
Really good.
Yeah, they're great.
It's delicious.
And you wouldn't think like that those flavors,
no,
like yours, mine for sure, but like white chocolate.
With the white chocolate.
And white chocolate is so popular.
And the white chocolate is honestly what I think makes this drink. It's delicious.
I'm excited.
So where do you come up with the names of these? Because I know you have a pretty big menu. This
getting
is just a
larger.
Small part.
That's
it's getting
like,
larger.
Yeah,
but
that's our
they're,
menu.
They kind of tie into a lot of local things.
Yeah, so I have to give all credit. The menu was definitely the mastermind of the other business owner, which is Christine, who is always here with me, but never on camera.
Nope, she's too shy.
We're gonna get her on Monday.
We need to do a poll. We love doing polls on Facebook. We need to do a poll about getting Christine on camera.
I see her smiling over there. I see it in the mirror.
Yeah, but so we started off with very outdoorsy themed, the four owners, which is us and our husbands.
Yeah.
Love outdoors, love lifting, love anything that is just moving.
Yeah.
And so we went with that kind of theme with our name.
That.
But then we also wanted to incorporate the Quad Cities.
Yeah.
So we do have all of the local schools on our side of the river.
Okay, we have to get to the event because you guys are holding a great event tomorrow.
We are.
Luck O' Lifted, so we're sticking with the Irish theme for March. It's kind of a vendor show. Tell us about
it. Yeah, so we did one in January, but we wanted to bring one back again. And so for this one, we have the Mexi's Food Truck, Diffused, AC and Company. They're a permanent jewelry shop, which are amazing. The Red Barn, she has her trailer that she's going to park out front.
She's great.
I don't want to butcher this. Tazura Cakery and Studio, and she has the best desserts and cakes, and she is just, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
And then the Crafty Bee, which is a local bee farm that's here, and they also do wildflowers as well at their farm, and they're bringing everything that you can basically make with honey.
Really?
So, yeah, so it's really cool to see how much can be made with that.
Yeah, I think people would be surprised.
It's
not just honey. They can make
their table is
soaps.
Full of stuff. Yes.
Really, really
so
cool.
So this vendor event is at your shop,
it's
right?
At our location.
Okay, so this isn't the first time you've done it. You did it a couple of weeks ago as well. So why do you feel that that's important to host these vendor events at your store?
So that's how we started, people hosting vendor events and hosting grand openings and pop-ups. And that's where our company started at, like, 2 years ago. And so for us, it's just a way to continue that and to be able to highlight people that maybe you didn't know that there was a local bee company or that there was this amazing woman who did cakes or this other jewelry company that's really popular and they mostly do great private parties. So it's so fun to us to highlight things that we love a lot and show everybody else.
I love that outlook.
It's a great idea.
It's just small business helping small business.
Absolutely.
And it's like a community within itself.
Yeah, we love it.
Very cool. Okay, let's get those details again for the Luck O' Lifted event at Lifted Energy. It is tomorrow. It's from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. As you saw, there's going to be multiple small businesses, food, and all sorts of lifted drinks like the ones that we have. The address is there on your screen, 16th Street in Moline. Ashley, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you guys
Lifted
for having us
drink.
Again. We appreciate it. Yes, we love it.
We love it as well. Thank you.
All right. Well, up next on QCL, our wins of the week, including a special visit from a tiny TV6 family member. We will have that in another visit. And Eric is going to be back with a final check of our First Alert forecast after the break.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
All right, well, we are getting into the weekend, and as we kick things off for our Friday evening showers, even some thunderstorms moving on through. Some of those could produce some hail, so we'll keep tabs on that. We do have a level 1 out of 5 risk for severe weather. Cloudy and breezy, those storms out of here early tonight. Lows around 49, and as we get into our Saturday, back to the 60s, so it will be mild with partly sunny skies and northwest winds at about 5 to 15. A little bit more rain due on Easter Sunday.
Oh, man. But afternoon Easter, right?
Better chances then, but we can't rule out a few drops in the morning, too.
Okay, maybe some indoor
eggs. use the permanent marker, permanent dye.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, it is time now for our wins of the week, where we celebrate some of our personal victories. Kyle, let's start with you.
Yeah, my win is actually going to take place right after the show, going to the park with my kids and my nephew, and then we got an action-packed weekend here for Easter weekend, so we're looking forward to that.
Fabulous. Eric? Yours is adorable.
It's always good about family.
Yes.
And my 8-month-old granddaughter, Lyra,
beautiful.
who I like to call my little Pollywog. Got to spend time with her on Monday, and this is just about half of 1% of all the pictures I took of her.
She's
wearing the little jumper there that Grandpa bought for her, and she's just got the cutest face. She's got a few teeth coming in, and
those cheeks
are huge. She's hiding Easter eggs in those cheeks, I think. She's just a perpetually happy little kid, I just got a lot of hugs and good times with her.
I'm so happy for you for that. She is just beautiful. She was beautiful from the moment she was born.
This is true.
Still
such a unique name, too.
Yeah, her big brothers are very proud of her, too. Yeah.
That's very cute. Okay, so my win of the week, it really is just this week.
Yes.
So it actually started with something that happened on our show on Monday.
Yeah. This is Teddy. Tell us more about Teddy. Look at him.
Look at him.
Teddy.
Such a cute guy.
He's supposed to be 5 to 6 years old. And he's one that has to be.
Okay, so you need to remember that we met Teddy on the show on Monday. He was up for our adoption. He was one of our adoptable furry friends on the show. And I just thought he was just so darn cute. So I called Vicky from Animal Aid and ended up asking her if he got adopted. And she said no, so.
Looks like he's back.
Teddy is yours.
Teddy is mine.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
So soft, huh? You're a good boy.
He's a good boy.
He's about this wide.
He does need to go on a few walks.
I've heard he's been called the Ottoman.
Yes.
Yes, the Ottoman.
That's what he reminds me of, is like a little Ottoman. But he's a really sweet guy and just too funny.
It took a little more than 2 weeks to adopt a pet, like we said at the beginning of the show. So, you made it longer than that.
I made it longer than that. I thought for sure it would happen. I didn't know it would happen this fast, but we're so pleased.
You're not the only one, because I remember back in the early 2000s, a cat came on Paula Sands, and I ended up adopting that cat for our family.
Did you really? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for watching.
Your local news at 4 is coming up next.
There he is.
Big boy. He's walking you off the set.